Hey everyone, welcome back to part two of our episode two in season three. Stay tuned after this episode for some bonus content, a little ASMR, and as usual, general fuckery. Have a good one. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have the safety gear you need and not have to use it, or need safety gear and not have it? Well, now you can feel safe and confident knowing Monkey Knuckles has you covered. Since 2018, Monkey Knuckles has been the industry leader for providing brass knuckles coast to coast. Constructed from a thermoplastic polymer and interwoven with carbon fibers, this makes them super lightweight and legal to use in Canada. 100% Canadian made, manufactured, and they come with a lifetime warranty. The only question is, why don't you have a pair yet? Go to www.monkeyknuckles.ca and use code JENNYS15 for 15% off your order. That's Jenny's with an S, JENNYS 15 for 15% off. I'm back. What were you laughing? You're laughing. I went to, this is part two of this episode. So welcome back, part two. Are you laughing because you heard me blow my nose?
No, as you were walking away, were you dragging your feet or do you have water on the floor?
I have slippers on. Why are you gonna hate on me?
Oh my god! It just
my air fryer, my vegan food.
It just sounded like you were like, you know, chugging through friggin' water to get to your tissue or something to blow your nose. And as you're going in the background, yeah, it was wonderful.
Whatever.
loud blowing your nose. I'm surprised you didn't hear a fart.
What? You're supposed to help me get dates, not deter them.
It's okay. I've heard her do that before. She didn't think I heard it. She turns around. She goes, "Did you hear that?" And I'm all like, "No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything." She's like, "I farted." Yeah, I know. I heard you.
My favorite thing to say, and also my favorite way to break the ice. Did you hear that? No. Why? Yep. What? Oh, I farted.
Turn around. What?
Listen.
Holy crap.
With what I've seen in my lifetime and heard and witnessed, fuck, people farting is like real fucking low on the totem pole. Okay. Like if you can't be yourself and fucking fart around. I'm not saying farting is a prerequisite. I'm just saying if it happens, like, it's not a big deal.
Well, come in. I got a little bit of IBS. Get ready because here it comes. I mean, it's stuff like that. Everybody, that's gross. And it's like burp, fart, sneeze, queep, whatever. What? Snort, you know, all that good stuff. It's okay. This stuff does happen.
It happens. And I have to say, that has probably got to be one of the most awkward things to happen. She's not watching the show, so I'll tell you the story. back in college, I had a friend who would tell me everything about, God love her, fuck, tell me everything about her life. And she started dating this guy and they were going to do the deed. And then she called me fucking in tears. She's like, oh my God.
I thought she was like going to say, she called me mid-stroke.
She called me in tears. I was like, what the fuck happened? Oh my God, he's never going to go out with me again. It was horrible. It was what, 5 minutes of listening to her crying. I was like, what happened? We were having sex and I farted. I was like, you farted? She's like, not from my butt, from my yoo-hoo.
My yoo-hoo.
I'm fucking rolling. She's like, don't laugh. It's not funny. He's not going to like me anymore.
If you can't sit there and find humor in that and go, It's okay. It blew a kiss at me, you know.
They dated for 3 months after, so I mean.
Oh. so they were good. Well, at least and for you 3 months.
Over it, right? Oh,
if
fuck.
You can't get over simple things like that. Sometimes when you're relaxed and it's just, oh, sorry.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
no, Jesus Christ.
I'm not talk about fucking prank. Did you see, oh my God. Did you see this? Speaking of pranks and funny things and air fryers, did you see this girl post on, well, I guess it was on TikTok, but I guess she posted it on Facebook. She made this pie for Thanksgiving or for the holidays, whatever it was.
Okay.
And I don't want to say she burned it because I want to be fair. I don't know the woman. I don't know what happened. But the end result was the pie was scorched. I don't want to place any blame. Being a junior cooker myself, I don't want to assume anything. But she posted the picture of said pie, which I would show you, but I don't want my screen to go red. And it was a Marie Callender pie. Now, okay. I don't know what Marie Callender is. I guess that's something in the States.
It's a brand, yeah.
It's a brand in the States, okay. So she posts this picture and fucking goes hard after Marie Callender, hard. Thanks, Marie Callender, for ruining Thanksgiving dessert. And I gotta read you some of these comments on this page, because these are the best comments I have heard in my entire life. And this is from Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon from, it's blocked out. Sharon from the States going after Marie Callender. Here we go. Marie Callender, thanks for ruining my Thanksgiving holiday. Marie Callender responds, "Hi Sharon, thanks for your post. We're really sorry to hear our pumpkin pie let you down this year. We'd like to get in touch with you and see how we can help you more. Please send us a private message." Well, this just fucking rolled into everybody jumping on the bandwagon. Amanda goes, "Marie Callender, please send her a larger version of the back of your box."
People are harsh when it comes to comments, man. Like, holy hell.
Jennifer goes, "Send it in the mail, certified, so she can't say she didn't get it and blame it on another burnt pie."
What was it? Did she just leave it in the oven for way too long or on a higher temperature than she should have? Or did she leave it in the friggin' box and cook it?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But Janine says, Why are you sorry? You didn't cremate her pie. You didn't set her oven temperature to the hell setting. She did that all on her own. Maybe she needs to lay off the sauce before. Ma'am. Carla says, "Ma'am, where does it say you gotta bake this pie in the sun?" Allison, how many days did you bake this pie for? Lorraine says, "Pretty sure the instructions don't say yeet the pie into the sun." Alex says, I'm no culinary genius or anything, but I'm pretty sure the instructions say bake those pies, not light them on fire and then stick them under the boiler.
I'm getting way too much out of a kick out of this. Holy crap.
shit.
It's one of these things where she just starts giggling and she doesn't stop.
Sarah, you do know the fire alarm isn't a timer, right?
I like that one. It's almost like the redneck fire alarm where you got the trailer park and there's a thing of Jiffy Pop hanging in the corner.
Oh my gosh, this poor woman. Oh fuck, I'm guessing good old Sharon wishing she hadn't posted.
Well, she brought it on herself.
Oh, hilarious. I can't even. So funny. Oh, that's so funny. So what are your goals for the new year, sir?
What are my goals? To make more money.
More money still.
Yes.
Well, any chance, never have any, too much, any chance,
no. Any chance I can make to make money? No, I mean,
get the ducats.
I want, you know, I mean, I want my kids to do well.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
I'm not really going anywhere in my job because there's really nowhere to go.
More of a lateral move. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's more of just, you know, I go to work every day and get a paycheck and come home. I would, you know, I'm trying to do stuff with, you know, like the 80s, you know, chaos Instagram account.
Yes, which I love, by the way. I don't know why people are not swarming to follow, because I like get excited.
I don't know how to get more followers. I'm stuck at 156. You know, some people, well, that's a lot, you know, but I turn around and I look and I'm following like over 300 people. Mm. So it's like all the people that come that like my stuff, I'll give them a follow.
Right.
But then I turn around and it's like, but then they don't follow me. What? So it's like, I'll look at other accounts where there are some people who have like five pictures. They've got 2,000 followers and a couple, you know, 1,000 likes. And I'm like, dude, you have like two pictures. Like, what the hell?
So when you're first starting out, keep your followers less than your following. Like follow less people than are following you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Until you get like around 500 followers.
Okay.
Then you can start to like follow more and follow for follow and that kind of thing. But right. But go through if people are like following you and then unfollow. But that's one thing that's hard to tell on Instagram. I can never tell who follows and
yeah. No.
On TikTok you can see if they follow or don't follow you, but on Instagram it just says followed, and the only way to check is like who's going to scroll through. Like, there's no like who's going to scroll through all their fucking.
Right. So, all right. So I'm following 357 people. So it's like if I go through them and it's like, all right, they're all I'm following.
Also, how long have you had this page up? Not very long. So 156 is pretty good.
I mean, I guess.
You've only had it up for like a month?
No. When it says following, does that mean that they're not following me? So that means
that's the thing. I don't know. You can't tell unless you go to your follow list, right? And you compare it. Like, that's one thing that I don't like about Instagram. Because I really like to engage with people.
Right, right.
And I really like to like build that relationship, and like a lot of the sponsors that we've had on the show, I really like to continue talking with them and chit chatting. And, you know, if people leave a comment, I love to engage with them and start a convo, right?
You know, I try to hashtag, yeah, you know, they always say hashtag the shit out of it. And, you know, I try to do all that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, so all the, you know, people that are, you know, following me, I try to post, actually, you know what? I don't think I haven't even posted the page on my regular page.
You know what? Maybe, I can't get a.
Maybe I should try that.
On your regular page?
Yeah.
On your DJ Darren page?
Yeah. Maybe I should actually post that on there and say, hey, follow it. Well, no, I did that.
I don't understand reels. Some of mine have like, a couple of mine have like over 1,000 views.
Right.
And then some of them have like 80, and then some of them have like a couple hundred. Like, I can't, there's some people have like consistent, like every one of their reels is like 1,000, 2,000 views, which is awesome. And I thought for a while there, like, I know when I started playing around with hashtags, I kind of got a bunch of followers. I was Googling the, and all you have to do is Google popular hashtags. And I just Googled that.
I did that. And that's what helped. I've been doing. But then I've been adjusting them where I've been looking.
Longer, not anymore.
What's that?
Well, I've been like kind of stagnant for like, I've been kind of around the same, same followers for a little while.
Right. No, but what I'm saying, I'll go in and, you know, I'll search, you know, the best ones, but then accounts that are similar to stuff that I'm posting, I'll take a look at their hashtags and I'll actually, you know, I went in and I saved them all into like my notes section. So it's like, I have all these for my Ghostbuster one, but I'll go in and change them where it's like, when you go online, you see, you know, oh, the best hashtags for here, but some of them are like, when you're talking about Ghostbusters, why is there hashtag S, hashtag love, hashtag, and it's like, how is that the best, you know, are you just
like not related to the topic?
Yeah, it's not related to that at all. Yeah. So why would I put something like that on there? So I try to adjust them every once in a while. I mean, it is what it is. I enjoy putting the stuff on there. It's been a few days since, you know, I posted, you know, with COVID and everything else. So like towards the end, you know, I tried to get, you know, stuff just recently, 4 days ago, I did a like 4 or 5 page post of all my license plates, you know, from the movie. And I thought that I was doing a good job where, you know, I'm taking the license plate and then I'm showing that. And then the next picture is the license plate on the vehicle.
Yeah,
in,
I like that.
You know, in whatever movie, you know, stuff like that. So people look and go, oh, okay, that's where, you know, that's where it's from.
Yeah, I like that.
But then I get certain ones where I'm looking at it and it's like, all right, 11 people, 7 people. And then you get, oh, 43 people liked it, 23 people liked it. And then 6 and 5 and 9. And so it's like, you know, I don't know exactly where.
You should do little mini tours and post them on YouTube, because YouTube's changing their algorithm shortly.
To what?
Just making it easier for people to see videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you should do like little 2-minute, little 5-minute, little things. What? Just do the tours of your collections and then post them. You don't even have to talk. Just like.
I think so. I have to actually do my own channel if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Because we
make an 80s chaos YouTube. Yeah. And then monetize it. And then what I'm going to do is
But see, I don't even know how do you monetize it? How do you monetize your Instagram? How do you do all that stuff?
You gotta you have to get a certain amount of hours on YouTube first.
Okay.
And a certain amount of followers. Okay. And then it automatically monetizes. But I'm going to do what Leticia suggested that I do this too, is like, so she was playing around with showing followers.
Wait, Leticia, the same one that hasn't, you know, eaten Rice-A-Roni or, you know.
Yes, San Francisco
didn't,
Leticia.
Didn't ride on the set. Yes, okay.
Leticia. And she was saying that to try like not showing the viewers or the subscribers.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that and see how that goes. I like, just, you know, there's like no harm. Like, this is the thing. There's no harm in trying any, you know, anything, switching it up, right? You can always go back to something, right? Mm-hmm. So it's good to switch it up and try it. But
no, I'm already.
I love your 80s chaos. I think you should focus on that. I think you should start with that. I think you should do the YouTube channel with that. And
I think so. I think I'm definitely gonna
at least get you into a routine and a habit of like doing something on a schedule, getting to know what you like, the way you like to film, and what you like to post.
Right.
You know, doing things consistently, and that'll give you like, you know, a good sort of jumping off point to see where you want to go with other things. But I think doing your own thing would be good too, because you have a passion for that. I know you like doing the other stuff, but you have a passion for this, mm-hmm. and that really shows. And you got a lot to work with. So you got so many things, and there's so many people out there that are like so into the collectibles and the
right
and all this stuff. So Yeah, I think you give it a go. Let's start 2022 off with a bang, buddy.
Well, I don't know how to I don't know how to start that. So
you open up a YouTube channel, you take a video, you post it. I'll hold your hand. It's gonna be okay.
That's fine. Probably show me how to upload it, but then even edit, you know, I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to, you know,
I don't edit any of my videos.
I thought you do.
Well, actually, that's not true. I just got, I just downloaded an edit thing because to splice together the videos, because when the Zoom cuts out, sometimes there's a pause. So I'm able to now like jam those two pieces together.
Okay.
So it's like a continuous flow. But other than that, I don't edit the videos. I don't edit the videos at all. So
Natural.
Oh, natural. So that's all she wrote, buddy. So
awesome. I think then that's something to work on, and I will have to give a try for, you know, the new year and see how that goes.
Have you seen this girl on TikTok? She puts on this deep South accent, and she calls and she makes these prank calls. She's like, "Hi, my name's Sharon Jean. I'm just wondering if I'm looking for a gift for my husband Terrence." And have you seen her? She's so funny.
No. Say Terrence.
Terrence. That's my pseudo South accent. Terrence. Get out of the shed, Terrence. Get them snakes out of the yard.
Yard.
Have you ever prank called anybody?
Oh, I used to when I was younger. I don't know. Do you remember?
Remember
the Jerky Boys? I gotta say, Frank Rizzo, you know, Saul Rosenberg.
No, not really.
No, all right, I gotta send you some clips. That was just classic. You know, back in the day, people would just call and like, hey, Jerky, this is Frank Rizzo. You know, yeah, I don't know. It would be something like, I gotta come over and get my fucking car fixed. You know, something's broken, and if you fuck it up, I'm gonna break your neck. Yeah, and it would just, and like you would hear the guys on the other line, they would start getting pissed off, like, "You're gonna call me?" And it's like, yeah. What's your name? Yeah, I already told you there, Fish Lips. My name is Frank Rizzo. And it's just like, holy crap.
What's a good prank? We should prank call someone. We should prank call. What's a good prank?
What are you gonna say?
Hello, is your refrigerator running?
Your refrigerator's running. You better go catch it.
Okay, give me a number. It's got to start with 416, so give me a number. Three digits, go.
Three.
Give me a number. Any number. Just any number.
609.
Six. Don't, not off your phone. It's a prank.
Why not?
Okay, give me three numbers. Don't look at your phone. Give me three numbers.
Three numbers.
Yeah.
513.
Okay. Give me four numbers.
2789.
Here we go. Dialing. Dialing.
You have called is not assigned. Please check the number and try to call again.
Ooh, we got
you good,
fucker. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, we pranked you.
Okay, give me another three numbers. Give it another go.
873.
Four numbers.
4242.
All right, here we go.
Hello. Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
person you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message.
This is Jessica. We're trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Please call us back. Thank you.
Fuck. You're shot out. You are shot. Holy shit. They're going to have caller your ID. They're going to call you back going, hi, Jessica. Did you just call?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think you're shot out and you're going to call them. Like I said, you're going to, you know, thank you for calling the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Nobody calls them. They just,
I like to hear, sirens instead of click, clap, click, clap, click, clap. You know, as the horses are, you know, chasing you as you're speeding down the road.
Hoof dogs. Hoof dogs. That's what we call them. That's what I call them.
Hoof dogs?
Hoof dogs.
I mean, I would call them horses, but you know.
I love horses. You know what I love? Goats. I love goats. And I've, particularly over the last few days, seen a lot of cute videos about mini donkeys, which I think are adorable.
With the ones that you scream at and they fall over? Oh, wait, no, that's
those are goats. those are fainting goats.
They're just running and, and all of a sudden they just fall over.
Oh, you see Jimmy? He fell like a fucking goat. You okay. See him? I got him good.
He's not dead, just wait. Oh look, there he goes. He moved.
Give him a minute. He's got a little fugazi. What is with the fugazi? What is that fugazi about?
Who uses fugazi?
Fugazi is everywhere. It's like a fugazi. It's like you use it for everything. Like every, like, and you always have to use your hands when you use it. Like fugazi this, fugazi. Ah, how you doing? Ah, I'm okay. I'm a little fugazi, but how are you? Ah, I'm good, good. Kids are a little fugazi. We're doing a little fugazi. You're having a little fugazi tonight. You coming over? We're having a fugazi. Like, what's with the fugazi?
I'm still not sure.
It's all over. Big old fugazi wave happening.
Maybe years ago, but like when Sopranos was popular.
Oh, is it from Sopranos?
No, it's just an Italian word that people use.
speaking of shows, The Office. I was recommended to watch The Office.
Never watched it.
Oh, don't.
Steve Carell. No, never watched it.
No, I couldn't originally, it didn't appeal to me, but since somebody said, who said watch The Office? Elton said watch The Office.
Ah.
So I gave it a go. Fair go. First couple of episodes, I was like, fuck, I wasn't very fair. This is kind of funny, right? Because I like kind of stupid humor, awkward humor. Like, what? But then, I don't know, like 3-4 episodes in, Steve Carell just kind of got real super fucking creepy, like cringy, like, and it was so uncomfortable to watch him.
Right.
So awkward that I guess it was like cringy. I couldn't do it, but.
That's what she said. Every other joke was, that's what she said.
But his daughter suggested I start from season 4, so I may give it another go tonight. But I've been watching a lot of true crime stuff lately, a lot of mafioso stuff, if you will.
You need to start like watching like shows now where they don't talk like that. Like I think you're so far stuck like in like this weird vortex where shit is hitting, you know, Canada at like a very slow rate, where now you're gonna start using, dude, that is so rad.
Where's my car?
No, not dude, where's my car? Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love it. I you are correct. I do get immediately invested in something. I go all in when I'm intrigued by something. I don't want to use the word obsessed because, I mean, that might, you know, it's a bit extreme, but yeah.
Sure.
I get it. Yeah, I jump in both feet. Oh, show.
You holding on to yourself, just
Yeah, I'm this is my self-care routine. I strangle myself while I'm on air. No.
I just keep picturing that TikTok video. If Santa doesn't send somebody to choke me and shut me up, then, or
something like that. Have you seen the guy that does the Grinch?
Yes.
He is fabulous.
Yes.
There's two of them. One of the other one's not so great, but the main one is really, really good. He, like, with the whole gestures and the hands and everything, yeah. He's got it down to a T. He's so good. He's
pretty good.
Yeah. is that your Grinch impression?
Hey, Super. Yeah, I don't know.
4 o'clock. Hey, chastise. Yeah. Solve world hunger. 10. No one. 6 o'clock. Chastise.
Who's that?
I can't cancel that again. wrestling with myself, loading. I'm booked.
fantastic.
Ah, fuck.
Well, I would be pissed off too, like, because during Christmas, every 2 seconds, you know, like, you're being called an asshole on the radio. You know, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. And it's like, hey, I get it.
There was a very valid point made that the Grinch did not necessarily hate Christmas; he just hated people.
Yes,
and I can understand that.
I think we all can. Yay!
no, I don't hate people. No.
I loathe people.
I loathe the public.
Screw them.
Bah, eventually. Humbug to civilization.
I don't like them. Gooey.
Take this quarter, go down the street, and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face. What movie?
I don't remember.
Hold
on, I'm brain farting on that one. That was
first word is uncle, last word is buck. Get your uncle shit buck. Together.
Oh
god, fuck. All right, well,
yeah. way to fuck that up, dude. I'm
don't cry about it, it's gonna be okay. I got lots more, don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah, well, oh yeah.
Yeah, on that note,
oh yeah, right in the lobby. All right, sir. Let's shut this shit show down. Thanks for joining me. It's been a great two-parter.
As usual.
Everyone else has enjoyed this, and we'll see you soon.
See you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you loved part two of episode two in season three. Now we're going to move into a little bonus content, a little behind the scenes, so I hope you enjoy. Welcome back. This is a bonus edition to part two, following bonus. Part one. So this is part 2.2, little add-on addition to our previous episode that you're listening to right now. And Darren, yeah,
she has to start it when we're just talking random shit. She's like, no, that's perfect for the show. I'm like, no, it's inappropriate. She's inappropriate. I mean, come on.
Have you seen the show?
plenty of times.
You've been on the show, babe.
No. Damn, I knew I'd been somewhere.
Yeah, I think appropriate is somewhat flexible around here.
Your show's been getting more and more vile lately. You know, you're not the
vile.
Not vile. I mean, more of a. I don't know. Yeah, you changed. You know, you're not the. You're not the same person that you used to be. And, I changed. I'm not sure how we're all taking that.
I know how I'd like to take it.
So is that iced tea or is that Jack with a little bit of water?
That is cranberry juice and sparkling water.
Somebody has a UTI.
why is that your first thought? Why is that your first thought when I'm drinking? It's healthy.
Oh, yes. Healthy.
PH.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I did a little beet juice and sparkling water earlier today, which was lovely.
Well, it's just like the people who drink the Trulies and what the hell are those other girly and fruity drinks? Wow. Listen, Lionel Richie, simmer down. All right.
Speaking of simmer down, you were telling me that octopuses don't fart. Explain. I'm intrigued. This will be.
I think I lost it. What?
You have lost it, my friend.
Oh, big time.
You have. This is going to be an ASMR edition. By the way, we're just going to do a little chit chat just to add to part two.
Yeah, I don't know what did I say that brought up the.
You were talking about your microphone. Oh, okay. Cricket farts.
Yes, because
I said, do crickets fart? And then in my
basement, my furnace kicks on, and yeah. with this microphone, it's very powerful. It picks up everything, and I said it can pick up a cricket fart in the corner.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you can hear it on the other side or if it records it. So somehow it got into you asking, do crickets fart? And obviously they do. And for some reason, the next thing on here was, do spiders fart? Yes, they do. Then it came down to what animal does not? The octopus does not fart, nor do other sea creatures like soft-shell clams or sea anemones.
Really?
Birds don't either.
No, they just shit on your car after you wash it.
Meanwhile, sloths may be the only mammal that doesn't fart, according to the book. The case for bat farts is pretty tenuous. Having a belly full of trapped gas is dangerous for a sloth. Okay. Bats. And it just keeps going down. Do grasshoppers fart? I mean,
what are your thoughts on bats? Air puppies.
You know what? When I was young, so here's a quick story about bats.
Make it quick.
When I was younger, the apartment complex I grew up in had like a wooden area in the back, and it was all just fruit bats. And I think they were fruit bats. I don't know. But we used to take socks, okay? And then you throw rocks in.
Sorry, did you say socks?
Socks. You know, like the shit you put on your feet? Socks.
Not sucks. Socks.
No, not so, yeah. How do you feel sucks? Never mind. socks.
There's an O in there.
There's an O in there. S-O-C-K-S. Socks. Okay. Used to throw fill them with either rocks or some dirt, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You sit there and you swing and you would throw them up in the air.
Yeah.
And the bats would think that they're, you know, either other bugs or whatever that they're trying to eat. They'd come down, they grab onto it. And they pull down to the ground, and then you pick them up and you play with them, and then they fly away. You know, something stupid you did as a kid. Something I did, stupid as a kid. Yeah. Probably not a lot of other people can turn around and go, "Oh yeah, you know, I just played with bats." I didn't do it much, but it was something that.
It's just a passing thing as a child.
Yeah, you know, I woke up one morning and was like, "I want to play with a bat."
Yeah, we weren't into basketball or hockey. No, bats was where we're at.
Well, back in the early 90s, there wasn't a lot of, you know, sports playing going on with me. I'll tell you that much.
Really?
I didn't have time for any of that thing. I was such a gigolo. But no.
Yeah, you were. You were. God.
Speaking
of gigolo, I just learned this today. Have you heard of this thing called cumcane?
I'm sorry, excuse me, a baking powder?
There's another name for that again? There's like another street name for it, but I forget what it is. It's like, I want to say baking, but it's not baking. Okay, so this is where, hold on to your hats, boys. This is where you get, like, you get your girl all revved up, right? And stuff gets, let's be Canadian here, stuff gets moist, super moist. Okay. On a particular undergarment.
Okay.
You put that undergarment aside and let it dry. And that nice trim, by the way.
Nice.
You put that undergarment aside, let it dry. Dare I say crusty. And then you scrape it. And you snort it. This is what people are doing.
I'm sorry, what?
This is what people are doing. This is a thing.
Where in Canada are you guys that bored?
This is a thing.
I have never heard that once around here.
It's a thing. Let me tell you.
It's definitely a thing.
Apparently, it gives you a massive high.
Yeah. So, I don't know if I sent it to you, but there was a video kind of like that where this woman took her panties and decided to open a can of tuna fish.
Oh, but
she soaked the bottom of, you know, her panties inside there, or her underwear, whatever you want to call it. Panties just sound weird.
Panties.
No, her underwear in it, and then, you know, rang it out. And then she turns around, walks into the bedroom, and she's recording this whole thing. I think it was a TikTok or a reel on Instagram or something. Turns around, throws it at her husband, and her husband's like, yeah, all right, you know, picks it up, puts it next to his face, and he just starts losing his mind, going, babe, what's the deal? Yeah, please tell me you don't smell like that. I'm like, if you don't know what your wife smells like, then we got a problem here. And he's like, No, this ain't right. He's getting up, he runs over to the garbage, he throws it in a box and just flips it over and walks away. And he's like, nah, you can do your thing.
Oh my gosh. That's
just foul, you know. She thought it was funny. And
well, it was fish.
I don't care.
If anyone caught that joke, chime in.
I don't care how excited you get. How frigging wet do you plan on getting these things? I just don't know. Unless you got this really cool superpower where it's just like faucet on, you know, and fill. I don't know. That just doesn't seem right.
How are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Not myself right now.
Post-COVID. You had a minute of vasculitis there for a second. You're over that. We went to counseling. You're through it.
I'm
me being a counselor.
Very nice. Yes, I paid for a few sessions and I had to talk about my feelings and all that other stuff.
Basically, my advice to you was, get your shit together. Yeah.
Never happened. Fine. You know what? I think I have a little bit more. I've always had back pain for some reason. I guess I don't stretch enough, or
I don't do
enough yoga or downward dog, whatever the hell you need to do to stretch my back. And I think now, like, just from, because that's all I had was like severe back pain for a couple days. So I think I kept a little bit of that every once in a while. I'll get, you know, my back will kind of like flare. If I'm sitting in a certain, like if I'm sitting in this chair for too long, you know, my back will start acting up. I got to get up. I got to walk around, you know, but then it goes away. But if I'm laying in a comfortable position, you know, something, I'm fine.
What is a comfortable position for you?
Laid back with my feet up, hands behind my head, heading off to Snoreland, you know, sleepy land.
Do you sleep better on a couch?
Do I sleep better on a couch?
I do.
Depends on what type of couch it is. My basement couch here, which is the leather, you know, fancy reclining ones with all the LED lights that make it light up and look like a goddamn spaceship.
Your couch lights up?
My couch lights up.
Holy fuck, I'm moving to your house.
Here.
Well, Take her easy, buddy. Take it easy. Don't be moving that camera too much. Oh, wow. It does light up. Yeah. Well, I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So
You can
wipe off that grin. I know where you've been.
Wow.
All been a pack of lies.
Very good with coming out with random songs, you know. I wish I was quick-witted like that. Well, I'm not.
Let's get on with
that's why she has the very successful show.
It is fun, I will say.
Oh, by the way, very nice on the Harley Davidson sign that was recently given to you. How cool is that?
Thank you. It's very cool. Let me see if I can stretch to reach. I will show it on the show.
Is it big?
That's what she said. Here it is.
Oh, that is a nice size.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's beautiful.
Just was it is it hand done or machined or you know,
I think probably a bit of both. Yeah, probably a bit of both, but it's beautiful. It's not too heavy. The wood is beautiful.
Now can they make anything you want, or is that just
yeah, they can make any style
that they're into?
No, any design that you want. they just do custom stuff. Farmhouse Creations. farmhousecreations.ca is their excuse me, I have throat cancer. farmhouse.creations.ca.
Let me guess, they're a Canadian company.
They are. Alberta. Yeah.
Have you gotten any US sponsors yet?
Yes. Bunch. Do you watch the show? Thanks for paying attention. Let's move on. you try not to. Let's get into our ASMR bonus series.
I just sent something. Did I send something to you this morning?
What is with
the bane? Dude, that is just
bane of my existence. Hold on.
Why you what the hell? You have the, you know, the JF hair.
The JF hair?
Yeah.
What's the JF hair?
But you have the JF hair, but that now you look like a butthole. That's cute.
Speaking of butts, I was sent some very lovely meat porn today.
I'm sorry, what? Meat porn? Nice steak?
Chicken? An interesting carnivore's dick pic, which was, we'll leave it at that. Funny as hell.
Just sent to you by someone?
Oh, I cannot show you. It's highly, highly classified. It's top secret, but funny as fuck.
Has it got a smiley face on it or something?
Something like that.
Oh, look, it's cute. It's winking at me.
Are you ready for Jenny and Friends ASMR edition?
This is so weird.
You're weird.
No.
What is that?
I sent you a video. Either it was the other day or the day before. And it was the same person again with the freaking shaving cream all over everything and, you know, making the weird sounds. And I'm like, oh my God, there's more and more people doing it now people are throwing money at them. I'm like, what the hell do they do? I need to start doing this.
Because it's relaxing.
Is it? That's not very relaxing. Sounds like somebody's getting waxed. What the hell is that? I don't even hear it. You're not doing a good job.
You don't hear that?
What is a label maker. What the hell do you need a label maker for?
For making labels. Where have you been?
What do you label everything in your house?
Almost.
Is this one not sponsored by Amazon?
Not sponsored. How relaxing is that?
This stuff just doesn't, it annoys me more than anything.
It annoys you?
Yeah, I don't know why. I sat there and I tried to watch, you know, some of these videos and everything that they're doing. I'm like, okay, I'm like, close my eyes. Let me get in the mood, you know, not in the mood, but it's like, all right, let me you know, slide into, you know, their thinking. Just stop. Sorry, you know, whatever.
I can't help it.
I know.
I'm very lonely.
If there's anybody in Canada that would like to take Jenny on a date.
Nobody wants to date me. Are you kidding?
She is a vegan. She doesn't eat meat. So I'm sorry for her next date. But if you are into tofu, cranberry juice, and little puppies, you know, she's your woman.
Oh, goodness.
Now me, bring out a goddamn steak, a beer, and I don't have a dog, so I have two stupid cats, so.
Well, do something for the ASMR bonus edition. Do something.
I screwed. Do something. Okay.
We've led the audience to believe this was an ASMR bonus edition.
Bonus. Okay, here. I found something.
Maybe the tape, the label maker, the squishy bag. Okay.
What, that didn't work?
And I'm inappropriate. No, it's not going to work on a fuzzy microphone. You have to do it on your nails.
It's hard. That's not a fuzzy mic.
But it has a thing on top.
I don't have a fuzzy condom on it like you do.
Yeah, you have to run the comb. Mine's hard. Nails.
Mine's hard.
I would hope so. No, run the comb. Oh, God.
I am. It's
disaster. Disaster. No, on your nails. On the
I don't. Guy. This sucks. Or do you even think for a show to do something a little bit different? You know, you can go out, you know, do a little recording around Canada somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, go for a walk. Go to your favorite walking spot, your favorite kind of meditation area outside or, you know, something and kind of. Just, you know, record, show people, you know, your area where show everybody where you're from and you know.
Yeah. Well, you know how much I like to share there.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, huge share. Big time. God. I know more about this woman than I know about my children. Woo! I'm lying.
I know. I'm just not a big share.
I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah, I know. We've had this. Full. We had a row, you and I. Fully. We had a row. We had a fight. Yeah. We had our first big fight as a couple, co-host couple.
You got cranky, you know.
I didn't get cranky. I didn't get cranky.
You have to be the difficult person. You know, you can't just, you know, do what I ask, do what I tell you to do.
Does it say submissive on my forehead?
Well, the spike collar and the chain I bought you, I thought that's what it meant. God, stop throwing me mixed signals for crying out loud.
So here's the juxtaposition of Darren and I. Darren is a big facts guy, which I appreciate. So I understood where you were coming from because that's a big part of your life. You like facts. You like,
yes.
You're big into movie trivia and finding out the behind the scenes kinds of things. And mm-hmm. So that's where your head is at. So I appreciate that about you. That doesn't always necessarily fold over well into people's personal lives. So Darren is a very big sharer of his life and the things that you're into. And I, contrastly, am not that way. I'm very,
hermit.
I'm very, believe it or not, very introverted. Shocker, I know. But
no, of all people.
But it's just a part of my personality. I've always been a private person. I've always had careers that have been, you know, had strict confidentiality protocols. And so it's just
I think I asked, did you end up working for like the CIA or FBI? And
I can't tell you.
That's that's why I said, you know, you're like, everything of mine was secret. I'm like, are you working for a secret government organization that doesn't exist, that, you know,
my real name is John and I'm Guatemalan.
You know, you make sure you keep aliens at bay, you know, let all the stupid people of the world not know what's really going on.
I could tell you where all the nukes are. A lot of malls. You'd be surprised.
A lot of malls. Well, see, during the Cold War, come to New Jersey. I can show you tons of spots where the Nike missiles were. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That were all, you know, aimed towards Russia. New Jersey was filled with them. And it's just what was cool about that is, you know, my job and traveling all over the place. Mm-hmm. You get to see stuff like that, and you're in random areas and you're looking going, what the hell was this? And then all of a sudden you're kind of Googling areas, or you talk to people that are there and they're like, oh yeah, that gigantic hole there that's been covered in by concrete. That was a massive, it was a missile silo. The rest of New Jersey is beautiful, man. Yeah, you know, everybody always gets a bad rap for.
There are some really nice parts. You know who's a really fabulous real estate agent in Jersey is Liz Novello. Do you know who that is?
No idea.
Liz Novello. She's Gary V's sister. I chat with her quite frequently on Instagram. She's super nice. But if you're in the market for any real estate in Jersey, I would highly recommend her. She's a fabulous real estate agent.
Elizabeth Novello.
Yeah.
Oh, she's right.
Vaynerchuk. Yeah.
Yeah, she's right in Short Hills. I know I'm looking at a picture of her office right now. Hold on.
Yeah, she's she always goes above and beyond for her clients.
Oh shit! I inspect this building.
Did you really?
Yes. Holy, I'm looking at it right now. I do the inspection for her building. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. So if anyone's looking for a good real estate agent in New Jersey, I would highly recommend. And she's really great about correspondence too. So if you contact her on Instagram or whatever, she always responds. So she's really great.
That's good. New Jersey's also known for juice bars. Well,
oh, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, they're called juice bars, but it's, you know, full nude strip clubs. They call them juice bars.
See, I would not think that would be what you would call it.
Well, you know, it's a BYOB, you know, bring your own
alcohol to the strip club.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They can't get a liquor license, so you sit there. maybe in the back room for $50, but yeah. So no, they can't get a liqueur, you know, or all right. Alcohol, is that the best way to say it? Alcohol. She's on a roll. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that!
Gonna pass out one of these days.
Out of my nose.
Oh my god! Bring a six pack. You bring a 30 pack, depending on how long you're gonna be there. And you bring your own beer. They call them they call them juice. But you like, so what is it? The other ones are called go-go bars, is where they sell alcohol and the women dance with bikinis on, obviously.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
Yes, obviously. But juice bars are, you know, it's still a strip, you know, we still call them strip clubs, but.
Have you ever been, you've obviously been to a strip club.
Yeah, I used to frequent them.
Oh my God. So that's the thing. That's one thing that's not a turn on for me.
No,
I really don't understand. Well, I mean, I get how they like it, but for me to see a guy strip,
you know what?
It's not a turn on for me. It is not a turn on for me.
And I think that's a lot of women are the same exact way. anyone that you talk to, they're like, I don't want to see a dude strip. It's like, yeah, I don't want to see that thing swinging around. You know, it's like,
I don't find that sexy at all.
No, that's why also a lot of women prefer, female on female porn.
Well, I don't know the woman you're talking to, but they obviously frequent the juice bar.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
I would rather see my partner in a pair of boxers, like around the house doing stuff. But that's
vacuuming, like, or doing the dishes.
Oh.
God, she just soaked her panties right there.
It's okay. We'll dry it and I'll send them to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Get that in the mail. What's that? Hold on. Nothing.
You'd be high on Jenny for days.
Or I'd end up with a. How did you get an STD in your nose?
That's the other point about that is that people are doing this and they're thinking it has no like effect on them, right? They're just getting the high from it, but they can get an STD from it. They can contract disease from it.
Yeah. Well, it's coming from an area that, you know, you obviously can contract, those diseases from, and you're.
I don't think these young people realize that though.
Well, you figure, what was it? There was a time where girls were taking tampons and putting them in vodka for college and inserting them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah. Anything you put up your butt is going to get into.
Well, same thing with butt chugging. You know, that was a thing with colleges for a while. John Cena even did it in what movie? Well, he didn't actually do it, but I forget what movie he was in. Cock yeah.
Blockers?
Huh?
Cock blockers?
Yes.
Yeah. I never saw that movie, but
no, but you know the name.
Well, it was all over Netflix.
You just wanted to say cock blockers. Well, you know.
Oh no, he's on to me.
She wanted to say the name of a rooster.
Before we go, fascinating story. Let me tell you about these hello. Let me tell you about this exciting new exercise venture I am going on.
Okay.
Here's a little story. You want to hear about the story about me getting jump shoes? I would love to tell you. Here we go. I saw...
For anybody that doesn't know what jump shoes are, you know, so back in the 80s, they had these little things. They were almost like trampolines for your feet.
Yes.
You know, you bounce around. They were highly dangerous because you could end up with a broken ankle, you know, and all that other crap. This one has two... Say take from what I'm guessing, like two bananas, right? You know, in the opposite directions, and they squeeze together.
If bananas were bouncy and had springs, yes.
Yes. I'm just trying to think of something curved like that.
They're like trampolines on the bottom of shoes, like ski boots.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that you need to watch. You know, watch your ankles.
They actually come up very high, so they protect the ankle.
Oh, really?
So the theory is that they cushion the force when you're exercising. So it diminishes the.
You have them with you. I would like to. Can you?
I do. They're in the box. I'm going to do a video. Okay.
So I would definitely like to see what they look like.
So would some other people? Yes. So they cushion the blow, so to speak. When you're working out, so you have less pressure on your hips and your knees.
Okay.
So I saw these on a TikTok live. This family who used to live in Canada, they moved to Hawaii, and they have their own online exercise company. But 3 days a week they go live on TikTok, and they do their exercise routine in these jump shoes. They look so fun. This is not the story. Let me get to the story of my shoes.
Okay.
I order the shoes. I'm so excited to get these shoes. I'm like, this is going to get me out of my funk. I'm going to get into this new exercise routine. This is going to be great. I'm going to lose all kinds of weight. I'm going to be a sexy, mexy mama. So I order these shoes. It says delivered by Monday, which would be the following Monday. Mm-hmm. I check the status just on a whim. The previous Thursday, so the Thursday, I was still expecting them, not Friday, not Saturday, not Sunday, but the Monday. So they were delivered technically early, right? So it says delivered on Thursday. So I'm like, what? No one came to the door. So I rushed down to find these shoes. Nowhere to be found.
Good sound effects, by the way.
Thank you. Nowhere to be found. I go to the mailroom. I go to all three entrances of this fabulous building. I look all on my floor because it might have been dropped off, you know, at my neighbor's, right?
Mm-hmm.
No shoes. Nowhere to be found. I contact the company, can't reach the company. I contact Amazon. I can contact the company through Amazon. Throat cancer. Sorry. So I do that. I contact the company. I said, I'm really sorry. It says delivered. However, these shoes are not delivered. This particular building is monitored by cameras. I've checked all available entrances everywhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere to be found. Not a problem. We'll open up an investigation with UPS. Great. Perfect. So a little disappointed I didn't have the shoes, but happy that something's going to come of it. Reach out 2 days later. Nothing. No investigation been opened. I reached back out. I said, listen, really sorry, but they're not like, they're a little pricey, right? They're a little pricey.
A little bit.
Almost 300. There were two, let's give or take, say 80, 280.
US or Canadian?
Canadian. I live in Canada.
Okay.
This is not the kicker. Let me get to it. So Amazon says, well, we can't do anything until 48 hours has passed, like a full 48 hours. And I think it was like just under the 48. So I said, fine. So I wait like a 72 hours. I reach back out. I say, listen, I'm sorry. Get it. You know, I get that it says delivered. However, it's not delivered. All of the areas have been checked. All of the cameras are running. Nothing arrived. Is there something that you can, could you resend a new pair, or could you possibly refund the money? Like, well, I would really love the shoes. I don't need a refund. Like, I would just really love to have the shoes. So anyways, Amazon refunds the money. They don't hear from the company. They refund the money. They close the claim. I said, all right, fine. Now I'm going to have to look for another place to get a pair of shoes. This is now 4 days later. I get a rando call from a sweet old lady. And I never answer my phone when it's an unknown number.
Okay.
Ever. Like, if you don't leave a message, you're shut out of luck because I'm not going to call you back. Something in me just said, pick up the phone. So I picked up the phone. And she said, is this Jenny? And in my head, I was like, no, the fuck it's not. Who's this? But I said, hello. Anyways, long and the short of it, she says, did you order jump shoes? I'm like, ooh, I have a new stalker. Love it. Yes, I did order some jump shoes. She said, well, they've delivered them to the wrong building. What?
You had three buildings in your complex, correct?
No. They were delivered two streets over.
Oh.
Yeah. So the lady said, we have a little chit chat. She's very lovely, very kind. She's actually watching her neighbor's place and collecting the mail for her neighbor. And she picked these jump shoes up and noticed that they weren't for me, weren't for her neighbor.
How did she get your phone number?
It was on the packing slip on the front, which also not a fan of, but in this particular instance, glad it happened.
Good thing it was on there.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm also thinking, how nice in today's age that someone would actually call you to tell you that they have your mail.
Right.
Like, who does that? I don't think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people either just throw it out or they open the package and they keep it themselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that recently. The former woman who lived in this house like 8 years ago, we got like a Pampered Chef package here. We don't know where they moved to. We don't have their phone. We don't know nothing. It's been sitting here since like November. And it's like, if you haven't come now, so I got some new spoons, some potatoes, some spatulas and shit, some knives. I'm like, all right.
So I go to pick up these shoes. Finally get them. I thank her very much. Lovely woman. Come home. thrilled to have the shoes. Haven't opened the box yet. Don't know what's inside. Next day, I call the company.
Why?
Because I have the shoes.
So
because
what?
They gave me a refund. No, because they gave
so
me a
what?
Refund. Listen, this is...
Stop trying to be a nice person.
I'm not trying. Loud. I'm not trying. Trust me, a lot of people would disagree with you. I called the company. I said, listen. I ordered these shoes. They didn't come. You guys gave me a refund. They were delivered through nefarious means to another address. I now have those shoes, joke answer, in my possession. I would like you to charge me for the shoes. I now have the shoes. She goes, let me just look it up here. Does her little thing on the computer. Oh, yes. We delivered them via UPS. We have problems with them all the time. Ma'am, don't worry about it. As long as you have the shoes, we're happy. Enjoy them. Please, I don't want to have the refund and the shoes. Just, I'd be happy if you... No. It's a brand new year. Happy New Year. Enjoy. I have a free pair of kangaroo shoes.
That's awesome. What's wrong with that?
I just feel like I need to donate something now.
No. God. You know what? So things like this sometimes happen for a reason. Not always, you know, you got to look at it. Sometimes things happen for a reason. And it's like, you know what? You just happened to, it was your lucky day.
Well, maybe. But having said that, I'm excited to open these up. I'm going to be doing a video.
Good. I want to see them. I want to see how kangaroo-y they are.
How kangaroo-y they are. I'm interested to see how they feel. I'm interested to see the bounce level, the level of bounce. Yeah.
Now, do you plan on doing, can you do that in your house or do you have to do it outside?
Oh, no. No. With all of the bullshit construction that's been happening lately.
Oh, just do it while the construction's going on.
The people
make
beside
no difference.
Me slamming their doors at 6 a.m. The people upstairs dragging their furniture across the floor at 4 in the morning.
I bet that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to do this inside.
I thought you were going to say, no. I'm not that type of person. We're going to have to take it outside.
Oh, no, I'm a petty bitch.
Oh, no, I'm going to be that bitch. I'm going to be that bitch.
Hashtag spiteful.
Good. That's the way you can give back, okay? You got shoes, and they knew why you needed them, so there you go. Oh, my God, they killed Kenny. You bastards.
Well, I think this has been a great addition to part 2.2. I'm going to wrap this up here. Yeah. And we'll see you probably a little later on for another sesh.
Another sesh, yes. Another sesh, we'll actually have something maybe intelligent to talk about. Maybe I'll say something intelligent. I don't know.
Maybe we'll have another fight in between then.
There you go.
You never
That'll
know.
That'll work.
But you know what I love about the way we fight?
Hmm.
You always apologize.
On that note. All right, I'm sorry. That was rude. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
No, I have to say, you and I have a very good communicative process.
Ah, I'm sorry, what?
Communicative process.
Stop using big words around me, okay?
We talk about stuff, we work it out, and then we tell each other we love each other, and then we send each other funny memes, and then we get over it.
Very nice.
All right.
On that note, let's get out of here.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.